Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 270 with Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 26th of April 2026. Today with a waltz called Mrs. Jameson's Favourite, composed by Charles Grant, and played by a duo, Mara Shea and Julie Gawker, called Copious Notes. This is from the latest album added to my collection, The Swans of Atlanta, and I decided today that we would have one track each from the most recent additions to my music library. So, staying with Copious Notes, and from More Swans of Atlanta, we have a jig, The Yellow Flyers, by Randall Allen, to honour Bernard Kamen and his publicity Yellow Flyers. One's cross, cast, dance down, and cast up to second place. Three couples advance and retire, or cross right hand, and then one's cast right while the corner's set. Repeat those eight bars up and down, and then half diagonal rights and lefts twice to get everyone home. Shay on fiddle and Julie Gorka on piano played Mrs. Small of Durnanine's Jig by George Jenkins, Road to Sky, Miss Anne Monroe and Mrs. Maitland of Ranky Law's Reel both by Robert McIntosh, for the Yellow Flyers. From Atlanta to Montreal, for Montreal Rendezvous. This one is The Reel by Dale Birdsall, rather than the 1966 medley by Bob Campbell. The first 20 bars are just an exercise in turning with the easy hand, and eventually ending in second place. And the last 12 bars are three couple rights and lefts. The music is provided by Laura Risk, Nicholas Williams, and Eric Breton as Les Joueurs de Bon Accord. Thank you. Les Joueurs de Bon Accord played Monozygotic Phenomenon by Laura Risk, Unseasonal Rain by Nicholas Williams, The Road to Irogi by Adam Sutherland, better known from Trip to Timber Ridge, and The Bee's Knees by Joanne Garton. Now we head to Japan, but in the company of Marian Anderson's band, with a track from their brand new CD for Peter Marshall's three-couple Strathspey, City of Wisteria. This dance begins with a three-couple Espanol, where you lose your partner, to be reunited with them later after a three-couple Burrell. Brady wrote Mayumi Strathspey, and the other tune which Marian's band played was My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose. The band lineup was slightly different from usual, with Graham Munro on second box rather than Graham Bell, and Caroline Hardy joined them on fiddle. If anyone would like to buy the CD, then please email me. I should get stock this week and will need to get it up onto my website shop, but in the meantime, I am happy to deal privately. The CD is called RSCDS Saitama Branch 25th Anniversary, by the way, and details are on the Strathspey server. Next, a square set jig by William Williamson from Ewan's latest book, In Honour of 4, Crihope Lynn. Ewan Galloway played his own composition, Moss and Mist, then the Kerlaverock Jig by Tommy Ford, Cathy Hayes' Jig by Jack Hayes, and The Rusty Nail by Norman Truman for Chrichope Lynn. The next CD I came to is Robert Whitehead's Simmer Dim, and this has several generic tracks, including this one for an 8x32 bar reel. So I think you could dance Zitklocker to this.
Thank you.
traditional tunes from Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band, The Sally Gardens, The Barmaid, The Mason's Apron, and Willifjord. I'm sure David Bolton would have enjoyed that, and I need to thank him for this next album, which is the LP version of RSCDS Book 35 by Jim McLeod and his band, which includes the 8-time Strass Bay, The Gentleman.
Thank you.
Jim McLeod and his band played The Cayley Umbrella by Muriel Johnston, The Lassacorry Mill, Master Francis Sitwell by Nathaniel Gow, and Lady Lucy Ramsey, also by him. Then we come to the double CD for RSCDS Book 54 from last July, with Neil Galloway and his band. So, we will have two tracks, one from each CD. The Tea Pottery, a 96-bar square set jig in three parts by Duncan Brown, and then the four-couple medley by John Brenchley, the Darlington Dancer. For the Tea Pottery, Neil Galloway's band played Northern House by Ronnie Cooper, The Camper Van by Jerry Holland, and Debbie M. Jig by Rudy Meeks. And then for the medley, we heard Miss Marianne Oliphant of Rossi by Robert McIntosh, and the Shetland Fiddlers Society by Ronnie Cooper for the Strath Bay part, and then the Hon Miss Semple by Robert McIntosh, and Peary Willie by Willie Hunter in real time. A couple of short albums now. A couple of years back, William Williamson and Gary Cool brought out a book called The Dyack Dances to honour Michael Dyack, one of the most influential but least known of the founders of the RSCDS. From that collection, we will have The Mill Guy Maestro by Gary Cool, an 8x32 bar jig. Ones and twos set, right hand across, and ones cast off as twos dance up. Reflection rows of three on the sides. Then ones and threes dance double figures of eight. In the last eight bars, ones dance up, cast off, and all three couples turn right hand. Ian Muir of Prestwick made the recording. Thank you. Ian T. Muir wrote The Mill Guy Maestro, then he played the top of Ben Lomond and Ken Muir's Upper Noir, and the 72nd Highlanders Gathering 1901 by Pipe Major Willie Taylor. And the second short album is Ewan's Dances of Valour, produced last year for the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. The dances are three couple Strathspey by Margot Priestley, which finishes with a rose progression. And I think I am first lady on the video, which was taken in Nairn last summer. Recognise the tunes which Ewan played, We'll Meet Again, White Cliffs of Dover, and They'll Always Be in England. Our last dance today is a good old favourite, The Deal Among the Tailors, and this recording is from Atlantic Firth Scottish Dance Band's CD, Ready And. Thank you. Atlantic Firth, a Canadian-based band, played Deal Among the Tailors, The Blackberry Bush, Debbie's Reel by band member Karen Stephen, and Father Francis Cameron by John Campbell. And our play-out track will be another waltz, this one for Angus Fitchett by Ian Holmes. And it is played by Scott Band and his band on the Carling Walk Collection, Volume 2. You've enjoyed this selection. I've been in Harrogate for Robert Whitehead's weekend, and then I'm going to Essex for family time and birthdays. More next week. Bye!